Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
This week, David's two-year-old had to go to the hospital. Apparently, the little bastard's idea of hide-and-seek is crawling inside an MRI. Chloe reckons the new electric Mercedes Astro 600E looks like a sex toy rejected by Tesla for being too shit. And Tom couldn't do the intro because he was busy stuffing his face with steak, like a starving hyena. So here I am, your foul-mouthed guardian angel, filling in. So let's strap in, let's strap down, and let's do this.
This is Just Another Trucking Podcast.
So I have a question. Like, so our cat, we were talking about it, and like, you know how like cats clean themselves, yeah?
Yeah.
I know. But there's no part of your body that you can't clean.
There's no part of my body?
Yeah. There's no part of your body. Yeah, you can clean every part of your body.
Not licking yourself like a cat.
But
I can't reach the center of my back with my hands, right? A lot of people can't.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, that's true.
I can.
Just Bella can't, like, well, cats can't clean under the chin, can they?
So they get blackheads sometimes.
Yeah.
That's a true thing, isn't it? Cat acne. Yeah. It's quite a true thing.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, like, it's a part of, but, like, I guess, yeah, behind your back. Like, you can't clean there.
You telling me you got back acne?
No, I'm just...
Acne?
I'll be honest, I was more kind of thinking about it, but then it was only when David said about the behind the back, I was like, oh, yeah, that actually makes sense.
It depends how... Well, as a human being, you know, there's some people can and some people can't. But you know, so you could just say, people, you know, that
cats like
all
lick their
cats
paws
can't.
And wipe their face.
They can't clean the top of their head either.
Yeah, so they lick their paws and they clean their face by flapping it.
Can a cat touch their kind of like, under the chin?
Yeah,
apparently not.
So surely they can do that as well then.
They can't. Apparently, for some reason, they can't. They can't do
what
that.
What if they have a mirror?
So are you saying your cat's got
to, like,
acne?
You know?
I don't know, but like, I was worried that she
please
might.
Call it the technical term, please. It's back-me. From now on, it's always back called back-me. All right? So just, okay?
Technicalities.
I don't know. I was just thinking about it, and it was like a really weird thing. But like, I don't know. I guess like, how do people who've like lost their arms, how do they wash themselves? They have to use their feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, they get
AIDS. From not washing. Oh, right. Okay. AIDS, not AIDS. I miss it.
Or maybe they've got little Jack Russells to do it for them.
Oh, I was going to say, they just put
Jack
peanut butter
Russells
on everywhere and they lick it off. But that's.
But how do they put the peanut butter on?
I know, right? Yeah, that's a good one, too. They have a tub of peanut butter that they roll around in. Is it a bat
people
of peanut
without
butter?
Arms have a tub of peanut butter that they roll around in. That's what we've decided here.
That checks out. I'm not gonna lie.
I think that really detect that like kind of.
You know what's crazy?
It shows what
we could easily have that as a thumbnail. All you have to do is ask AI, and they can actually make that thumbnail.
Yeah,
oh,
I feel like that's
scary.
More of
it is crazy how easy you can make
a
thumbnail.
It would be horrifying, you know it. Wow.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you could change it. Yeah. Very, very, very random stuff. Very,
very
random,
Tom. Yeah.
Before you came on, Tom, I was talking to Chloe, and I had a drink in my hand, which reminded me of a few nights ago. I hardly ever drink, by the way. Just hardly ever drink.
Only when he's on podcast.
huh? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Basically, it's, right now it's like it's just after 10 a.m. and I'm having a beer, only because it just puts me in a better podcasting mood. You know, I'm less grumpy. you know me without my cup of beer, I get a little grumpy.
What else?
Is
the David we get is the less grumpy David. Holy fuck.
Which brings into my default is kind of grumpy in general. It's just like, oh, yeah, it's kind of annoying. Like I became, so on Friday night, I decided to have a drink. You know what? My wife was having a drink. You know what? I will join you with a drink. So I had a double vodka and Red Bull. So there was some energy in there too. And I added the Red Bull because I'm pretty tired. All right. And it just all of a sudden I became like,
surely
really,
the Red Bull does the opposite
of energy.
Oh, well, 'cause the ADHD.
Yeah, because ADHD. Caffeine does the opposite.
Maybe it mellowed you.
Caffeine doesn't do the opposite.
ADHD is meant to give you the opposite effect.
Oh, it's supposed to put me to sleep.
Well, it's meant to mellow you, drowsy kind of thing. So maybe it just mellows you.
I don't know about that.
Maybe it's,
I don't know. Because
caffeine just sets me off and I go buzzing and jump through windows, so I'm not doing it again.
Yeah, like. And yeah, but anyway, so I was going to say, as in like, so I had my drink, and all of a sudden, I just my brain kind of like went to like, ah, you know what? And I just started playing with the kids really well. I wasn't thinking about anything else. They got my full attention. You know what I mean?
Justify you being an alcoholic father? Is that where this is going?
I didn't go for the alcoholic. I was being quite appraisal about this.
Again, I don't drink.
My
very
father
often.
Was an alcoholic. He was such a good dad.
But in a way, it was just because it did put me in a good mood. It put me in a mood where I was like really playing with them. You know, I was doing, you know, this is one of the things where it's like a fun workout where I use the kids as basically dumbbells and, you know, extra weight, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And they have a really good time, you know. So,
but I think that's probably because you don't drink that. Because I had this, part one of my topics is going to be like, it's going to be food. We're going to talk about food, but
excellent, so love
we've,
it already.
We've, I know, right? So we've been doing something called Gusto, which is you know this like Hello Fresh and shit like that.
Oh, I have seen adverts for that.
It's one of them, basically. I will talk about it in a second. But,
no, Hello Fresh is it the pre-made stuff, or is it stuff they bring the grocer to you with the recipe?
Basically box of everything and you get recipes.
But you get to choose your recipes with Gusto, which I think with HelloFresh you don't. By the way, not
you can do
sponsored
that by going to a grocery store as well, by the way.
Well, okay, but this is where my topic is going to be. But we decided that we were going to have another steak, and we had like a red wine jus. Is it? Is that how you pronounce
nice.
It? Oh, yes. Yeah. We're very fancy at the moment. When we had this steak, and it wasn't on that week, so we thought, tell you what, for Saturday, we'll go and get another steak, and we'll do this red wine jus thing, and we'll do the potato fucking things that it comes with. So we had to go and get a bottle of red wine, which we don't drink. And I thought, well, you know what? We've got this red wine. I'm going to have a glass of it. Honestly, this one fucking glass... Wait. Let me correct my statement just there. That one mug of red wine, because we don't have wine glasses. So it was a mug of red wine.
Classy.
It was a going flagon up in the world. Of red wine almost. It was very fancy, I think you'll find. But
okay, well, what did it say on the mug? I need a better picture.
I think it was just a plain white mug. Oh. It was not fancy.
Who has plain
white mugs? I don't know. I've got Snoopy.
It's got like, you know? Little ridges. It looks fancy.
Oh, okay. It's a ribbon.
It's a nice mug. It was a very fancy mug, I think you'll find.
Okay.
I believe it was part of the IKEA range.
Oh, excellent. Yes.
Oh, yes. Very much so. Honestly, I was obliterated after this one mug. Like, I was absolutely shit-faced.
Did you get, like, all hot-faced as well? I find if I had red wine, I get all flushed and... Yeah.
Yeah, like, but then that's because I just don't drink. And the same thing for you. The thing is, with alcohol, those effects do not stay like that.
Yeah.
And next thing you'll be finding, I'll get a crate. I mean, it's I know a couple of people who have to have, like, they'll get a little drink, a crate a night. And I think, fucking hell,
Jesus,
I can't even drink
how?
That much.
I remember being able to do that when I was younger, but.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I can't do that now. Half a glass of wine, I'm fucked. I'm out.
Yeah.
cheap date.
When I moved to America, I saw that the amount of drink, the amount of beer that people can drink over here, like people always say that the Irish can drink anybody on their table, and like, no, I don't know. It's just,
yeah, but is an American beer not like 1% or something?
It's like 4 point. It's like 4.2 or something. The light beer stuff. Again, I have this beer that my buddy likes to bring over. That's like 8 point something, you know. And it's got a good taste, you know.
But it's basically wife beater.
Oh, you talking about that would be the malt liquors. That would be like the
so Stella and stuff.
Oh, that's a wife beater.
But we are already. Way beyond the territory of what I know about beer.
Oh, yeah.
Stella used to have her old thing of being a wife beater beer, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Is it? I thought that was the fancy, because it comes in a fancy glass.
Yeah, it is quite fancy, but I remember it being when you're in the pub and someone would get a Stella and then their mate would go for the wife beater and I'd be like, what? Sure, that's whatever. Interesting.
Which we've, if wow. It's funnier with the accent.
So, yeah, I don't understand why, though. It's just beer.
Yeah. Anyway, Tom, food.
We'll talk food. So, Kale said about getting this gusto thing. And yeah. I was a bit skeptical. I eat like a child. My eating is not great. It is. I eat some stuff, but I know that as an adult, I need to eat, like, better.
Right.
And I do.
When
want
you say
to,
eat badly, like you don't like eating foods, like you're very particular.
There's
a few ways people could take this. You have small portions.
Yeah.
No, I'm 7 foot tall.
You like to separate. You like to separate your foods, and they can't touch.
Yeah, that's a thing.
A little bit sometimes depends okay. what it is, but I'm okay sometimes, but. The thing is, when you're kind of going out and you'll get like a bag of carrots and you'll get this and you'll get that, and you actually end up spending quite a lot of money on it. Whereas with this, if the recipe calls for half a carrot, then you'll get half a carrot. And that's all you'll get sent because that's all you need. And we waste fuck all food now. Like we waste almost
no food.
Shout,
actually, yeah.
How long have you been doing it?
We've been doing it for nearly 2 months now, I think it is.
Oh, that's it. Okay, that's a good test. All right.
I
will allow that.
Are they quick, easy meals as well?
Yeah, 40 minutes, something like that. It's not too bad, like. Tonight,
to do that on my schedule.
After... it can depend. There are quicker ones. But tonight we're having... let's bring it up now. It's a chilled steak with... I think egg fried rice and seaweed.
Oh, okay. Nice.
It's like fancy. Quite nice, like fancy shit. And like the one I was talking about with the red wine jus. Is that if that's how you pronounce it? I don't know. Some of
it is.
Correct
me. That's how we're all gonna pronounce it from now on.
Yeah, yeah.
Red wine jus.
Potatoes are chips or the mashed. Or sometimes you can have a baked potato. They're your three options of potato. As far as I'm concerned,
okay.
Well, this is it. And
you
like
get sauteed
it's
potatoes,
almost
like that.
Well, so no, these are like especially we boil them and like kind of boil them whole.
They don't provide the boiling water.
Oh no, no they don't do that. And that's what we cut them in half and then we boil them. That's what we
okay.
do. And then. Nice. We put like sprinkle cheese on a baking tray, bit of garlic and some salt and some pepper and shit like that in there. Then you put the potatoes upside down, so they're kind of like flat down onto the cheese and stuff.
Right.
And you put that in the oven and let them crisp up in the oven with the cheese, shit like that. They are the fucking business. They are the fucking business. Oh my God, they are.
So it's basically a fancy roasty.
Oh, no, it's not, though. It's not. The knocks are not roast. They're kind of like, oh, they're just fucking...
Okay.
And then good. Some of the burgers. Like, there was one, which is like some of the stuff I would never, ever dream of eating. I think part of the issue is because I have a touch of the tism, as we have discussed. Like, I can't eat pies, like, if I don't know what's inside
shepherd's
it.
Pie?
I have to squeeze it all out.
Like shepherd's pie.
Oh, no, no, that I have to scrape the layer off and I have to check and see what it's like. But a pastry pie I have to squeeze out the middle because I can't deal with whatever's inside it.
You eat it separate anyway, that's fine. You open it up and then you...
So you can't do a blindfold challenge?
No.
Sorry.
No, that's not. But I trust Kale, like, implicitly. So whatever she's... If she's cooked something... No, I don't. Not with food. It's nothing personal. Like, the only person I've ever trusted is Kale with food. The only person, just because I know she, like, for instance, like, if there's a bit of chicken that doesn't look quite as right as the other bits, that's not getting put in the meal. That's getting cut off because we know that's not. Right, and yet. I know her level. I know what she'll eat and what she won't eat. And it's we're the same, and that's fine. But
that's quite handy for eating.
Yeah. It's very, very much so. So,
but
like,
it does
if
sound
like.
Quite cool though, because like the bit I struggle is, you know, when you go to the supermarket and you just go blank, you're just like, I don't know what to cook. What do we want? I don't
and
know.
This is the other thing.
And then you just buy like two meals and you're like, that's it.
Do you have the thing of in the evening as of like what we're going to have for tea? And then you sit there for best part of an hour trying to decide. And then after that hour, we're like, well, it's 8 o'clock now. We'll have to order a takeaway because we've not got energy to cook anything else. And then it's done.
Yeah.
Whereas we have the cards that each get you five cards for your five different meals for the week.
My default is pasta pesto. I could live off that.
But this is it. But then that's all you're eating. And whereas, like, it's now made it where dinner's fun. Like, I get excited for tea of like, oh, we're going to have this. We're going to have like...
That sounds really good.
A chicken burger with a bacon, like a bacon jam.
Oh yeah, I've had one of them.
Oh fuck, dude! Lovely. It's like basically it's more like a chutney, I guess. Really,
yeah.
But it's like a bacon chutney. Fuck, dude! It's so good. It's so good, and like spicy things. Like there was like a spicy pulled chicken thing with like a pineapple. But the thing is, I'm now eating stuff where I would never ever have dreamed about. If I went and looked through a recipe book and went, I probably said, oh, I don't want that one, don't want that one, don't want that. Whereas I'm going through this and I have to pick five. And what we do is we kind of like, we have a few that are normal and are kind of like fairly traditional stuff. And then we'll kind of pick something that's a little bit further out. And so we're trying stuff. And because we're kind of, we know that these are, we can kind of like almost review it afterwards and say, well, we don't actually like that one. It wasn't as good.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, I think it's kind of, I've overcome maybe the kind of fear of I think part of it's almost like a fear of like, you know, when you're a kid and you didn't like dinner. And you were like, you were scared to almost say it because fucking there's hell to pay if you said that you don't like tea.
What kind of family did you grow up in? Never mind. Okay, that's a different story. Okay, fair enough. So you were
so
afraid.
Many arguments.
There was this, but that's not every family. You say it like you know how.
Well, okay, fair enough. Apparently not. Apparently, I have some childhood trauma. Fuck you guys. That's great. But. There is like kind of like there's a thing of like I've always been kind of like scared to say, oh, I don't like this because it's not good.
Yeah, I get that. I understand that.
But with this, that we can actually say it, and I can actually like say this is good, this is not good, this is oh well, I'll get that one again. And some of them do get
it's
again.
Like you try and you can just literally go and buy it again. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And some of it we actually have remade it ourselves.
I go through the stages of obsession though. Like, I'll literally go through, like, my obsession is burgers at the moment, and I'll make chicken burgers and things like that. And then I've also got a bit of an obsession with making ramen. Oh, I'm obsessed with ramen. Like, the proper soup ramen.
The proper, proper one, yeah.
The proper one. Yeah, I'm obsessed with that.
Yeah,
like,
that
what's,
does sound
okay,
good.
You say proper ramen. What's not proper ramen, then? Like, the stuff you get
just,
in
like,
the
fake noodles. Like, just the noodles you quickly cook off. No, like, proper noodles, and then you make the broth, like a soupy broth. You put it all in, and then you have cut up egg. Boiled egg inside of it and bits of like
right, but it has to be half an egg and it has to be facing the middle bit
way.
Has to be face upwards
bit of spring onions proper proper ramen
that's proper. I don't know if I've ever had proper. I don't do ramen a lot, but as in like most, I say 99% of my experience with ramen is in the packet with the little thing, you know, you get a little salt packet
really
that you add to it.
Because I was watching, you know, like YouTube channels where you watch.
Yeah. And I know exactly what you've been
they
watching.
They have like vending machines everywhere that they have all these special things. Oh,
but then they also have like places where you can go and it's like perfect for someone like me. You don't have to speak to anyone. You just press a button and like a little slot opens and out comes your food. It's
no one talks to you.
Like
you go to a takeaway, no one talks to you. You deal with it all yourself. Oh, they have some great things.
Okay, hold on a second. Dumb that down for me just 1 second, because that went right over my head. There's a machine?
No. Wait, so there are machines, but this is a restaurant that you go to. Okay.
But no one's there running it. Well, there is no back line.
Well, there are, but the behind, basically, imagine like you go into like a little...
cafe,
do you know imagine like, you know, like the sort of thing where you go to vote, where you go to like vote, and you can go into a little booth by yourself, and you have to like kind of like, and there's like... Rather than having a curtain behind you, you kind of go into it, and there's like just a wooden panel in front, and you pick what you want, and then the panel kind of lifts up a little bit because of the kitchen behind that wooden board, and then just slide your food through.
Yeah,
and then
it comes down
the panel shuts, and you don't
have
to interact with anyone.
Yeah. Or there's other ones where you literally walk up, and there's like a vending machine, and it's got everything you want. Like that you can ever imagine. And you just get it out, and then it's got supply to microwaves, ovens. It's got like these little things that you cook off noodles in. It's amazing.
I remember in Italy, and they had a vending machine shop, like a full proper just full shop of like just whatever you could possibly want. And
Amazon does that.
Who does that?
It's a store, but it sees what you pick up and it scans it while you're picking it up.
Oh, the Amazon one. I've seen
the
videos for
that. This is
kind of like a vending machine thing, you know, where you don't have to interact with people. But sometimes, here's the thing. Sometimes you have to interact with people. It's nice to be able to interact with people if you've got a question. You know what I mean? Other than like, whatever. Yeah. Sorry, Tom, you were talking about Italy. Go to your Italy and then I'll tell you what I was going to talk about.
I'd kind of finished. That was the whole thing. Oh. It was just a vending machine shop.
So in McDonald's over here, they have a big ass screen where you can order your food from a screen. Sometimes they don't have you don't have to talk to anybody. They'll shout your number out and then you just grab your food, you know. So it's kind of like the same thing, you know, but you do see people. But at least if you do have a question, it's like, I actually wanted a little extra sauce, but they don't have that particular option. The Big Mac sauce,
yeah,
you know what I mean? But they have all the other sauces like mayo and honey mustard and ranch and all that kind of shit. But anyway,
I am the world's worst for ordering food unless it's for a screen. I can't make phone calls
unless it's for a screen. Sorry.
Yeah, you know, like if you do the drive through and then someone goes, "Hi, what can I get you?" And I'm like, something, you know, nuggy things.
Do you know why that is? Because I know why this is. I figured this out the other week. It's because of the fucking screens. Now, you used to go through a drive through, and the drive through had all of your options on there, had all your numbers and shit like that, exactly what it was. It was just a board. With all of the food, all of the different options, it was fine.
It flashes through.
Now it's cycling through the different things, but then added on top of that, you also then have to order for everyone else.
Yeah.
So you're trying to take the orders for them, and then you're trying to watch this rotating fucking screen, so you can't keep an eye on it. And then the thing's gone past, and you're like, well, fuck knows what that was. It's gone now. I can't remember what to call it, and I can't just say, what was the thing on the screen a few seconds ago? Did it look like it might have chicken in it, possibly, but I don't know. And, oh, fuck. And
at least when you
go stressful.
Inside, you can look at it through, can't you?
Unless that screen changes.
That's what you want, yeah.
Well, no, you pick on the bits that you want.
Yeah.
But, like, them boards, they only show you a few options. They don't show you the entire stuff.
They show you, like, the best sellers, don't they, or something?
Yeah. And
or like
but that's
the
not
new
you know
populars or something. Yeah.
Yeah. And so you have to standard. If it's something else, you have to remember what it was. You can't there's no prompt for it on there. I think what they're trying to do now is they're trying to put you onto the app. So you can order on the app and then go through there because they don't want you interacting with people at all. They do not want you to interact with people.
It takes them away from their job.
There is something very dystopian about that. That we're all being replaced, and we're all very keen on that happening as soon as we can do.
Yeah, but we can't be replaced on HGV on everything, can we? And stuff. Sorry, David, what were you going to say? You know what?
Yeah, we're a trucking podcast. Do you actually remember that when that was a thing?
You know, I bet it's not too far away now where they can take all of our footage. All right, and we can have AI create a podcast for us without us at all. All right, where it basically knows everything
great.
About me, everything
that.
About you. I know, right? So the whole podcast, like right now, I may not be sounding exactly the way I normally sound, because today, there's right now, I'm recording with AI, to where AI is taking my voice, and there's a bunch of noise happening outside my door right now, where the kids are
so
playing,
really,
they're crashing.
You're in the other room with your kids, drunk off your head, and this is AI image of you.
Yes, you know, it's a, but technically the voice that you're hearing right now is actually AI voice, but it's me talking, but it's able to just, it doesn't matter what is going on next to me. Like
it
right now, I'm
now
I'm clapping. You can't hear me clapping. All right. If you're on, you can see if you're on YouTube right now that I'm clapping. You know, so it doesn't matter what noise I'm making. It's just taking my voice and only filtering that out. So technically, all you are hearing is.
So is it getting better over time?
I don't. Not the AI or the AI voice or
the AI
software
voice. So you can kind of extrapolate with like the different sounds stuff. Like fucking technology is amazing, isn't it? But it is terrifying.
It is crazy. Yeah. But it does work for the podcasting and all that kind of stuff. When you are recording, it is great, because when you have kids running around the place and
you don't have to worry about it.
And you don't have to worry about it. It's just like if I want to make a noise, it won't come out because it's only listening for my audio, you know. So so that's just
who's that physicist? And it was the Pluto guy that said that Pluto is not a planet. Like Neil deGrasse Tyson. I was watching one of his clips, and he said that he foresees the end of the internet as we know it, because AI video. Fuck, are we on this topic again, David?
Yeah,
this
you
is
guys
your
are
fault,
obsessed
I'm
with
sure
AI.
Of it.
It is my fault. Yeah. I can't even remember how I got there. What did I say?
But I don't know. But he said that he sees the foresees the end of the internet as it is, because people will stop. The AI will have got so good that people will stop trusting what they see.
I've kind of already stopped.
And
I'm on the verge.
That's already a thing,
I'm on that level. Whereas, like, no, I don't even care how cute that was, you know, or how funny. Unless it's a really, really old video, like, okay,
or like
I remember that
looking
video.
For videos, you're looking for extra fingers or something just off. Because there was some freaky ones that used to come about.
Yeah.
What?
That's a really good point, Chloe.
You know what?
You couldn't hear me then. You couldn't hear me, could you?
100% of everything that you're saying.
Chloe.
Yes.
I'm sure everybody who's listening to this understood exactly what you said.
Okay.
But me and Tom, we can't actually hear you.
Oh, okay.
All right?
Yeah.
So that's why okay, let's go ahead and... Now, for everybody against everybody who's listening right now, she's going to repeat exactly what she just said. So, if you don't mind, Chloe, I think you came back to us. Can you repeat that, please?
Can you hear me now? Yeah. I was just saying.
Nope, she can't again.
Oh my goodness.
So we have a little bit of technical.
We seem to be having some technical difficulties here, David.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Chloe. We're only hearing mumbled versions of it, but it's still getting recorded, but not via live stream.
I just heard you say the words anal cavity, I think.
Might have been.
I just said, yeah. Checks out that.
I can hear a laughter. So maybe she's laughing because we actually got it right.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah.
Fucking nailed it.
So let's go ahead and we're going to put a pause on the show for just a second. It won't be very long because this is, you know.
Well, it won't like, be for
I can cut.
But for us, it might be.
it might be a day or a week. But so if our clothes are different, we didn't fix the problem right away. All right.
Where someone fell off the baggage, baggage train. You know what I'm talking about? When I say that it's kind of like got
and
it's
tracks.
That started going around, and they had to fucking crash into it to stop it.
Oh, I've
and
seen that one
was
as well.
That, I think, yeah. But again, if that's a 44-ton truck. How do you stop that? I mean, don't wrong. The humans are infallible, like, and aren't infallible. Should I say? And they can make mistakes and they can cause issues and stuff like that. But
yeah, but you're not going to sit there and drive in circles for hours on end.
Actually, I think there's a couple of cleaner drivers that might. But
now, how about meeting halfway? You know what I mean? As in, like, so where it's like using the trucks as trains. In a way of like they stay in the one lane, but you're always there.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And it stays behind. And if the person in front breaks, everybody breaks at the exact same time because everybody's already connected. You know what I mean? As in like that kind of stuff. And then if you want to,
yeah, Because it would be a lot more fuel efficient if you were like directly behind the vehicle in front. You're not having all that wind resistance goes. But then, who would you decide who's at the front of it?
Oh, well, that's a problem for another time. All right, that's just a...
So you mean like they all set off at the same time and there's about five of them in a row and they just literally sit right
No,
against each
I think, other. I think it, to me, in my mind, like they'd be set at like, say, for instance, 52. We can obviously do 56. But then if there's a train already established on the motorway, you could then join it.
Right.
And but then you'd have to have someone who's willing to start the train. So then would you have like company stuff where it would just be like Kalina drivers all kind of getting together?
What, so
and
like literally
linking
you've got
up
a human driver at the front and then all the lorries literally map
no
you.
Like human drivers throughout, but like once the computer takes
this?
Over
I've got the answer. All right, for those trains, they're on electricity. All right, but they're getting charged while they're in that lane. All right, so you got these little.
This is something they've tested in the UK with, they tested near Scunthorpe. I don't know how successful it was, but they tested like you know the Pantoline things, where with the trains, and so like the truck actually had one of the things that pops up top of the train.
I've seen those.
To connect up to it, and it would charge it as it travels along the motorway.
Yeah, so there's your problem solved. Who gives a shit who's in the front? Like in a way, you got your better view, having it if you're in the very front, you know, instead of all you can see is the back. Because the closer you are to the person, the closer you are to the person in front of you, the better drag you have, you know, better wind resistance you have, and all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? So not that if it's on electricity, it's not that bad anyway. You know what I mean? I don't like, because electricity is so easier, it's always cheaper than gas and petrol, diesel, or whatever it is, you know?
Yeah.
So let's not focus on miles per gallon here on this one, okay? Is all I'm trying to say.
But if it was, but then again, by the time that this would come about, it would all be electricity, wouldn't it?
But it
Have
could
you seen the new Mercedes, by the
George.
Way?
Oh, they are disgusting.
Fuck
they
me.
They are so gross.
Let me guess, this is a Mercedes truck?
Yeah,
honestly,
Mercedes don't do trucks over here. If they do, they're so it's like one every.
The old ones are nice, but these new ones.
The International is I think who they are.
Oh, they're gross.
But it's you know that interior screen with the Internationals with like the screen and stuff like that. That's the inside of a Mercedes. But just go onto Google now and just search new Mercedes Actros electric.
Yeah. Yeah,
and prepare to vomit because fuck me, it is.
I saw one the other day that was green and then it had just red at the bottom. It just looked stupid.
I thought the DAFs, the vomit yellow coloured DAFs were bad, but that's fucking
awful.
Oh, no,
they're all right, the vomit yellow ones.
I like the new DAFs. The new DAFs look fucking great.
Astros? Astro S?
Actros.
How do you spell that? I'm sorry.
Actros.
Okay, let's take a look. All right, should I type out new?
Yeah.
I should type out new.
New. It's like 2025, isn't it?
Is the outside that's not bad? Is bad or
the
inside?
Oh, it's you'll see it the second you see it. Just the.
I don't see anything wrong with that. It just looks like a normal one of your crappy looking trucks over there in Europe.
Are you definitely looking
at the
same
one? New ones.
Is it a big flat plastic front to it?
I wouldn't say plastic. I'm not touching it. I can't tell if it's plastic. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's the one. I'm like, whatever. It looks like, seriously, it looks just like the rest of your guys's.
No, it looks gross.
Your guys is so, like, you guys can't change your trucks the way we can in America. You know what I mean? It has to be flat because you guys are down to the millimeter on exactly how long everything can be.
Yeah, but
well, we
David,
can have
it looks like it's sad. I feel like I need to go and buy a bar of chocolates to cheer it up.
Look at it.
It's about to cry, David.
I see an ugly truck in Europe. I
feel guilty because it looks sad that I've driven it.
Okay, maybe it's the same thing as us seeing the Tesla truck, the Tesla semi versus a regular semi. The Tesla semi looks ugly as fuck. All right.
Oh no, we think the same thing as well. They look ugly.
Yeah. So it'd be kind of maybe the same situation. It just if I saw that right now, just in a glance, okay, that's a semi in Europe. That's just a European truck. I don't give a damn about the symbol. I don't care about anything. Yeah.
Oh, look cool with bull bars. There.
Why would you put bull bars on that?
Hey, dude, it's probably AI. AI probably edited it.
I don't know. Yeah, so. There's more than one picture.
I don't know. The fact that you're making a big deal about it, it just literally looks identical. It not does identical, not. Obviously. It does.
It does.
To a person,
look
to an untrained eye, it looks identical. You know, I don't.
I've seen a few, and I'm just like, every time I see them, they're disgusting.
Yeah.
That, like, who would want that? Okay. Who goes, I'm going to get a new one. That's great.
It's probably like the same people who with the Cybertruck. Like, why are people buying that?
Oh, that's such
I still think that.
Yeah.
I keep telling my buddy. When are you getting your truck? Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I'm still going to get it though. And like, he's on the list. You know, he put himself on the list to get it.
Does he know that he's a Nazi?
Sorry.
Well, Elon.
Is he?
He definitely is a Nazi.
Have you just made that up?
Now,
he did a Nazi salute twice.
Wasn't that an accident?
How do you do a Nazi salute accidentally?
Well, I accidentally swore
Maybe
someone.
Hitler accidentally on did
Thursday.
That. Accidentally, and then people liked it. All right.
Honestly.
And he's just. I'm
just going to roll with this, yeah? It seems everyone cheers, and I'm happy with it. It seems like a very good idea. I don't know what that accent was at the end.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. It's like Swedish, right?
I hang out with my Elon fanatic friend all the time, and a lot of the times we do talk about Elon, and I'm very negative against Elon. He's very positive. All right, we're basically on opposite sides. But on that case, when it comes to the Elon thing, I'm like, no, I don't think he actually did a Nazi salute. He was just trying to show his love for America. I really do. But yeah, he was trying to emphasize it, as in like, but he again, you got to remember, Tom, he's on the spectrum. He's way higher on that spectrum than you are. All right, I'd say
he's pretty high on that.
I don't know how that works.
He is. But yeah, again, a lot of the stuff that he says or he does, he just does, you know, whatever. You know, I'm just saying, okay, with the Nazi salute, I don't think it was. And like, anyway, it was ridiculous. He went with it and he kind of, I don't know, maybe he forgot. But I just can't imagine he
what,
would actually
that
mean
Nazis
it.
Nazis are bad.
What?
No, but
I don't know. I think it's easy to do something and not realize what you're doing. Like I said, I swore at someone and pissed him off the other day. Didn't mean to do it. I was just saying thank you, but I went, thank you. Out the side window.
You did what?
I drove past them and they were waiting for me. And I just went, thank you.
Well, you're doing something with your fingers right now. Yeah. Oh,
especially okay.
The opposite peace sign.
They beeped at me and swore at me. And I was like, sorry.
Yeah.
I think they thought I was swearing.
I had somebody do that to me in America, right? So somebody did that to me. It was a 2-lane highway, so we could basically see each other while we're driving by. And he gave the fuck off symbol with the two fingers to me. I'm like, oh, okay, what the fuck is wrong? Then I remembered, oh wait, we don't do that here. That's just like a what's up? You could say peace, but that's, you know, but the opposite.
What's up is much
two fingers.
Better.
Seeing your fingernails, whatever, you know, it's like that isn't a bad thing. That is just like a what's up.
Oh no, like over here that is like a.
Oh no, I remember.
That fucker's getting lamped.
Because I remember, yeah, because I was all like, "What the fuck is this? Is his problem? Like, why is he flipping me off?" But not saying "fuck you," but isn't that "fuck off"? Because I know Lister did that a lot in Red Dwarf. He was just like a "fuck off," you know.
Yeah,
and, it's just a "fuck off," isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. There's fuck you, which is the middle finger, and then there's fuck off, which is the two fingers.
Yeah.
Am I wrong? Right? Yeah. That's the way I interpreted it. Anyway. But
in America, when you have to, if you're giving like the middle finger, you also have your thumb out as well.
They do a little half. They got the knuckles. They got like this. I'm just a straight up, fist,
so it's
finger. You know? Yeah,
the knuckles the more is quite fist... hard to do, isn't it?
I see a lot. That's a lot of people's one. Is it where the knuckles are basically? But anyway,
you got to put a bit of effort into that one, though.
I really recommend that people actually start watching us on YouTube from now on. Once when I actually do get around to actually posting,
the one I
sometimes
feel
I
like...
forget to post it on YouTube.
The one I feel like we're missing out on is the bite my thumb at thee. Just flick the thumb.
Isn't that like an Italian thing?
No, it's an old school thing.
No, I think it's Italian. Like,
no. I thought Shakespeare, where he goes, I bite thy thumb at
thee.
And that's a fuck off kind of thing. Bite your thumb at them. It's a true story.
I believe you. I didn't say I didn't.
But I don't think you'd be driving past someone. They go, "Oh my god, she swore at me." Oh. I thumb at you.
anyway, I have some
back to
work
that truck.
Drama.
I don't think it's that bad. Again, just it's basically.
Hideous.
Could it look better? Yeah, obviously a lot of the trucks could look better. What's a good looking truck to you? Give me an act. Volvo. Scania what? Isn't that like a
Scania S series?
I like the new Volvos.
The new Volvos look really good.
The new Aeros. I really like
them.
Okay,
I'm trying to say,
don't.
I feel like I'm still on the page with the Mercedes. It looks identical, but it has a grill.
I do quite like the look of is the new S-Way. It looks quite cool. I wouldn't have one. I know Daryl loves it, but I wouldn't have one. But it does
is
look
S-Way
cool.
Scania or Volvo?
Is it Iveco?
Yeah.
But then I do like the new DAFs. You are right, Tom. DAFs are good.
Yeah?
The DAFs are nice.
The new DAF looks really nice. Yeah,
they're really smart.
They've got one at the old Lawson's, and one thing I will say is the old Lawson's is definitely Raymond's a bit of a cowboy. He is a bit of a cowboy, but god damn, do them trucks look good in them colours. They look good in them colours. They just look fucking they just look so nice.
I'm sorry, hold on. The only difference is that there's no grill on the Mercedes. I'm sorry. And
which is ugly.
If you put you can put a bunch of colours. How do you guys see? It's like Jesus Christ. Okay. Obviously you guys are seeing them every day. That's
to
the
be
reason.
Fair though.
You guys are seeing these trucks all the time, every day, nonstop. I see it once every month, maybe.
But your old cab overs, do they probably look more like the new Mercedes? Because looking at some of the old cab overs in America, some look like that.
I suppose they're very flat. They're extremely. Do you guys have a bit of a curve going on right in the very top? Maybe aerodynamic reasoning? You know,
well,
if you
search the new Volvo Aero, they've got proper curvature on those ones.
Well, here's one for you. I'll send you one on... Where can I send it?
Aero?
On WhatsApp.
A-I-R-O?
Aero,
A-E,
yeah.
Okay,
all right.
I
sent you one on WhatsApp.
Okay, let's do it. Well, look at us. We're actually talking trucks right now.
I know.
We're going to talk about a lot more about trucks in a second because I've got like all sorts of gossip about work that I want to talk about.
What about this Lawson thing? It's got a curve, it's got horns, it's got lights,
and it's
got
cool.
a bull bar.
That looks nice, doesn't it?
It does look quite
If you add the colors, you can add colors to anything to make it look nice. You could add some proper decent colors to that Mercedes too and make it look better than anything else. You know what I mean? As like,
no, you can't.
How about draw? What if they drew on a grill?
Then you may as well have a grill.
What's the fucking
what's the point
in that?
I know, right? But as in like, then what's... It's just that they don't need a grill, so they don't have a grill. So they're not going to draw a grill on it to make it look like a regular truck.
The Volvo electric trucks, they have a grill, but they're like a honeycomb effect. So they look really cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
They look cool.
Is that electric one? Okay. I'm presuming that's electric. Is the Aero the electric one?
The Aero, I think Aero's part of the electric as well, part of the electric range. But yeah, I think the electric ones are really cool. Well, you can get some Aero, a bit of everything. But I think they've
you know
got
why I'm not
cool
motivated
grill.
To create new more trucks for my European game? Because they all look the fucking same.
They do.
It's just like, I'm just not motivated to add different trucks to it. You know, it's just like...
Because you're boring. You're not a proper truck driver, that's why.
Right.
The last
anyway,
person who drove a proper truck.
Tom, go on in. What's this drama? You've got me intrigued.
Oh, fucking hell, yeah! But just quickly, your missus is on in chat. I just need to just ask her: Twizzlers or what was the other one?
Red vines.
Vines or something? Red vines.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just and he said again, if you're listening to this and you have an opinion on it, and
so she prefers Twizzlers.
Yeah, yeah, because Twizzlers
See,
is
I
the
like
correct
red
option.
Vines. I don't get me wrong, I like the Twizzlers.
I understand
I know
that,
what you're
but
about.
Much like David's opinion about the Mercedes, your opinion doesn't matter here. So, anyways, let's move on from that. The red vines are garbage and should
they
all be burned.
Are not. Everyone hates
I think
them,
I'm a red vine guy.
I have them.
I'm
Thank
trying
you,
to think.
David. Yeah.
I think. Don't hold me down to.
I
do
I
believe
think they've
that
got a better flavour.
Do red vines, do they come in black as well? Because they're basically kind of
no,
a licorice.
No, red vines
thing,
come
yeah?
in, kind of like come licorice, in yeah. shit flavour and other shit flavours.
They're a bit more licorice is what I'd say, but like artificially.
Yeah, exactly.
But they're
disgusting.
Good.
Whereas Twizzlers, check it, £5 fucking. That's American pounds of Twizzlers.
When did you buy them, by the way? There's not many left.
Let's not talk about that.
You started them about an hour ago.
It's not quite that bad, but it's also not great either. Let's talk some work drama because fucking so there's, you know that knobhead at work? That one that
I work
little,
with myself.
Yeah. If you're wondering, if you're thinking, no, I don't know that knobhead at work. You're that person at work. like
okay, which one is? There could be a specific number of different knobheads.
So I've been taught what happens to drivers stays with drivers.
Right.
It's kind of like there's a kind of a code. And if there's some drama going on within the drivers, it stays with the drivers. That's how it is.
It doesn't go to the office, right?
It doesn't go. There's a separation of church and state. I mean, don't get me wrong. If someone's done something egregiously bad, and it is like, I once reported someone because I knew they were hammered at the wheel.
Oh yeah, 100%.
And
yeah.
So I've reported that, and I've said, hey, you need to call this person in because. That's not on.
Yeah.
So that is different. But like, say for instance, I'm talking about like,
you mean like someone that crashes all the time and then you just blame it on the pheasants. We do that.
Well, we'll talk about this in a second. But but like stuff like I've done this amount. I did 12 runs today. Those guys there only did 11 runs. Well, yeah, but you were driving through all the fucking villages at full whack and had a
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Complaint because he was driving through one of the villages, fucking tearing through it, fucking airborne like. And whereas, you know, we're quick, but
you're abiding by the rules
within a certain, yeah, we're not it's not like we're fucking around or out like that,
yeah,
but I don't know, it's one of these little things where, like a little snitch where he's constantly running to the boss. But I also know, in fact, I've caught him out in a few lies before, one of which was the stupidest one where, I don't know if I've told you about this before, but we were at a quarry and one of the old boys couldn't get in the back of the truck to go and dig it out. So I said, I'll jump in the back for you and I'll go and dig some stuff out. We're on a 15-minute break. And I said, oh, I'll just jump in back for you there and I'll dig it out for you. And as I was up there, I watch him. He doesn't drive over the weighbridge. There's no reason for him to drive over the weighbridge. And he's driving up the Lonin. And he comes out, and as he's come past me, he goes, he's going fucking nuts about you throwing all that muck out on the grass. What are you fucking doing? You're going to have to put it all back. I'm like, I've just watched you. You've just driven past the weighbridge. I know you haven't spoken to him. He goes, I have. He's watching you on the camera. What camera? There's no camera here. Where is the camera? There isn't one. What are you talking about? Didn't like that. And he went and sat down at the front of the queue. And like, and he's got in trouble for a few times for like queue jumping. He'll position his truck so you can't get past and jump the queue. And he does it all the time. I'll be honest with you, I cannot stand this guy. He's the bane of fucking. And not only that, when I first got to this place, the first thing I was told about this person is, don't trust him. He's a liar and a snitch. Fucking hell. Imagine that being what someone says about you. I mean, I'm sure at work people say about me, he's really nice. He could be a bit dizzy, but he's really nice. Like, I can live with that. That's fine. I don't mind that in the slightest. But as long as there's something like, oh, he's, you know, you can trust him. He won't say out, or he's nice, or something. As long as there's something nice in there, which I'm sure there is, but I don't mind them saying something like, oh, he'll fucking crash trucks or something along them lines, you know, because that's banter. That's fine. But being called a liar and a snitch as like, don't trust him, that's not great. That's not great.
But it was obviously like, very true.
It is, because I don't ever, when someone tells us something, I like to make my own decision on it. I like to make my own decision and, they might not get along with that person. No, completely true.
I get the don't trust her because she goes in the office.
Yeah.
Because obviously I work in the office and I drive lorries.
Well,
I do,
yeah,
a bit
of course
both.
You go in the office. You work so, in the office.
So I get the, oh yeah, she'll go in and tell Jason everything, my boss Jason. And I'm like,
yeah, yeah.
I don't hear anything because no one tells me anything because of this. So I'm like, yeah, well, it doesn't bother me. No one tells me anything. So I'm like, oh, well, it's fine. But then stuff still gets back to the boss and then I get the blame for it. And I'm like, well, I didn't even know anything about this. So why am I getting the blame for this? So apparently I'm the snitch. And I'm just like, well, I don't know any of it because no one tells me any of it.
Yeah, yeah. You're
so
out of the loop.
I get the blame
for it. I found that I'm getting the blame for shit recently. And I had two trucks with coolant issues, and I reported these trucks at the beginning of the day and said, "Hey, both these it was within a week." And the first one, I said, "Hey, this truck here has got no coolant in it at all.
Yeah.
I can see there's coolant underneath it. It has no coolant. So just fill it up, just go at it, see how it goes." Blows out the fucking coolant, you know how it is.
Yeah, yeah.
So the second one does it, and have you broken another truck and stuff like that? But it kind of goes a bit beyond the joke. And you're like, no, I reported both these fucking trucks and said that these, like
there's an issue here. Yeah.
That's going to start meowing, by the way. And it's fucking annoying. It's really, really fucking annoying. Anyways, I got the new Volvo, and I took it into Sellafield. Oh wait, shouldn't say that. Oh fuck it. Actually, no, it took it in Sellafield, which is
don't even know what Sellafield is.
it's a nuclear site.
Right. Okay.
It's like a proper nuclear site. It requires all sorts of passes and shit like that. Like they've got like these speed monitors up, which people watch. And if you do like 23 miles an hour, you get fucking reported to the front desk. And like,
you gotta be sensible, basically.
Like, you have to. Yeah. So, anyways, someone's crashed the Volvo and hit the fucking the underrun carriage. Like they're kind of all the crash bars. It's nothing. It's not a fucking big deal. It happens.
Yeah.
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 It's one of these things, they're there for a reason. The bars that they've got, they could buy them in fucking strips and just cut them down to length and just fucking, it's a nothing burger. But whoever it is, and I know who it is, but whoever it is has not reported it. It wasn't you, David. No.
Okay.
And
not on this
they haven't reported it, but then this other person has then gone to the boss and then said it was me. And he knows it wasn't me. He knows it was this. No, this is the gobshite.
Right.
The little snitch. And he's done it to cover his mate.
Right.
And I know he's done this. And it's fucking BS. So I got it in because the gaffer came and goes, "You've knackered that fucking Volvo and you've not said anything." And I said, "Hey, I've not." I said, "I was in Sellafield." So if I crashed a truck on a nuclear site, do you think you wouldn't have heard about that within about 10 seconds of it happening? Because that would have been a full internal investigation. A truck crashing on a nuclear fucking site, that is a major fucking thing. Yeah. Whereas, and I know exactly where this crash has happened. Well, I think it did, although it's come out that it might not have been then.
It might have actually crashed.
Well, no. He might have crashed the loader into the side of it while he was loading it, like you know the big shovel.
That checks out. Yeah. Right.
Which
so
it
you
is
have
one
that
of these.
On camera in then, day, back in the yard, surely.
I'm sure there'll be camera footage somewhere, but you have to go through it and try
and figure it out. So what did the boss say anyway when you said it wasn't you?
Sure. And I said to you, I said to him, I said, hey, every single time, and I said, I broke two things on it. I said, I've ripped the ring mirror off for the sides. Oh, I'm trying to think what it's called now, but do you know the bit where the steps are?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that plastic bit, just below the door. I've torn that when I was going to a site and I couldn't see and it was tight as fuck and I caught it. I just caught it a little bit. It was one of them. And I went straight and told him. Yeah. The other one, which was slightly major, was the flooding, which we don't talk about the flooding anymore.
But you that have was told bad. Him about it, yeah.
And again, I went and told him straight away and said, hey, I've damaged this. I fucked this up. I've really messed up here. Yeah. And then both times I said, hey, if you want me to work extra Saturday to free to make up for this, I will happily do that.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of like, in a day, if I've broken something, I don't mind paying for it.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't mind making up for the wrongs that I've done. That's fine.
Yeah.
But, and part of me thinks that maybe he was just kind of, he was challenging it to make sure. And that's fine. But the fact was, I got the blame for the Volvo. And I did not fucking break the Volvo.
So he knows it's not you now, anyway.
I'm 99%. All of the rest of the office knows exactly who did it.
Right.
And do you know what? Accidents happen.
Yeah.
Fucking accidents happen. It's one of these things that fucking hell. If you have learned anything from watching this podcast, accidents fucking happen. Or listening, you know that fucking collectively. How many thousands of pounds worth of damage have we done?
So much.
It must be, you must be, if this was like a championship, you're number one, surely.
David's definitely winning.
I'm definitely number two, and then you're... Actually,
I was
really
literally thinking about the roof. What?
David, you broke loads. I don't know how much I've broken, really. I've never.
What's the worst thing you've broken?
Well, the most expensive thing that I broke, well, I'm guessing, was a roof. It was an awning, basically awning roof, whatever it was. It's like 53 feet deep, and it's like it was 20 docks wide, and it was only two poles, and obviously there's walls holding up the ends, but in the very middle there's two poles, one on the very edge and one halfway down, and of course I literally took that a really big pole out of the concrete. Hell.
This is what we've never heard of.
Yes, you have. Yes,
we probably have. We've just mixed it with all the rest of them.
But yeah, so again, the whole dock was empty. This wasn't a difficult dock at all. It doesn't fit. So let me just paint a better picture.
Yeah, but
right?
Sometimes so, hold I on. Find so, that the anyway, easier it is,
the reason
more...
why, the reason why it was, is because he asked me to back up into door 10 or 11. I can't remember. All right, but it's one of those. And so I set myself up and I looked at my mirror. Okay, there's the yellow pole. I just got to make sure I don't hit the yellow pole. Cool, cool, cool. Now, you can't see anything because of where the sun is shining. It is black back there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? It is so bright. Your eyes are not adjusted to it. So I'm backing up. I see my yellow pole. Boom. Get back up next. And all of a sudden, crunch. What the hell just happened? So I get out. I was looking at the pole that was halfway down the dock. You know, so that's the one I lined up with, not the one in the very outside, which I should have been doing. So, well, I backed up, and I'm really heavy too. So it wasn't going to stop. It wasn't going to stop on a dime. So when I backed up, I took the pole out. It didn't do that much damage to the trailer, but it did a little bit. You know, a little bit to the top. You know what I mean? It dented a little bit, but I could still close the doors. I still made my delivery and all that kind of stuff. I just remember seeing, this is literally over 20 years ago. And I did see I went to Google Maps and I looked at the actual place. And I was like, oh my God, that's so crazy. That's the damage. Because they had to replace part of the awning or the roof. And I am the reason why that's a different color than the rest of it.
That is my awning.
You know what I mean? I was like, but while you were actually talking, I was literally thinking, I was like, how much did that cost? Because like, they had to have hired a crane to lift it up, you know what I mean? To replace it and all that. And bigger, I'm like over 100,000 at least, I'm thinking, you know, just because they do everything big over there. And it was a pretty, well, anyway, so again, yeah, insurance did pay for it. So, but again, still, Yeah, that was my biggest one.
Exactly. Insurance paid for it. And basically, let's be honest, anyone who works for an insurance company just sits on their ass all day just making up numbers. So it doesn't really matter anyways.
Whatever we can charge the bastards.
My wife is exactly what he's talking about. She's an insurance. She doesn't sell insurance. She's the one who deals with the numbers and says how much, and negotiates how much they need to give people for their accident. So that's what my wife does. And sometimes it's in the millions. But yeah.
My God, I wonder what the most she's ever done.
The most what?
What
the most
payout?
She's ever given out to someone?
The biggest payout, yeah.
She's capped on how much she can pay somebody out without permission. I think that's like 200,000 or something. I'm sure she'll give us
250,000
without permission from her boss.
Right.
And then if it goes over that.
Sorry,
250 was with permission. So yeah.
Wow.
So yeah, she deals with a lot of that stuff. Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. 50K is her limit. So she can give out 50K without asking her boss. So I thought it was a little more than that, but whatever.
50K, Jesus, that's a payout and a half, isn't it?
It's crazy, isn't it, Mike?
The stuff that she tells me too, when it comes to, because everyone in California, they lawyer up. That's just what you do. You'll always lawyer up. And they always ask for the most ridiculous number ever. And so like a lot of times she'll only like, I'll give you 10,000 for that. But they're asking for 10 million.
Jeez.
All right. And like, it's not worth that. There was only a scratch on the bumper. It wasn't, but yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. Well, traumatic stuff, you know, as in like they're afraid to get into a car. They make shit up.
Oh,
all right. You know what I mean? That kind of stuff. And so, what happens is, and like, so they'll settle with 100,000 thinking that they went down from $10 million to 100,000. So it doesn't seem so bad. You know what I mean? Especially, you know, that kind of shit happens a lot. Maybe 10 million might be an exaggeration. Maybe, you know, but just to make my point, they do that kind of stuff a lot.
They push on it.
And
it's over here, isn't it? Like, you can't really claim now for backlash, whatever it's called. Like, but there's now a cap. Whereas you used to be able to, you know, like, wear the seatbelt and it catches. You used to be able to say, like, claim thousands. Now I think it's like 250 quid, isn't it? Your cap or something like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you literally can't claim properly now for it. So anyone that is actually really affected, you can't do anything. It's because of all the people that took the piss.
I thought it was crazy one time. I got rear-ended one time. But first of all, I rear-ended somebody, and then that person rear-ended me. And this is in my pickup truck, by the way.
Right.
And I got hit the hardest because I just, if I had 3 more feet in front of me, I wouldn't have rear-ended the person in front of me.
Yeah, you got whacked in someone else.
You know, because I happened to take my eyes off the road for a second because the light changed. You know, so the person that was in front of me, she shouldn't have stopped. She should not have fucking stopped because she basically got the red light while she was on the crosswalk. All right. So, and I'm thinking, oh, I'm golden, whatever. I'm like, oh no, all of a sudden, she's braking. I'm like, what? Oh shit. So I slam on my brake, and then I'm like, oh, well, at least it wasn't too bad. Boom. And I get rear-ended, you know?
Yow.
So the person behind me knew that he probably was okay too. That's how bad that was. The funny thing is, cops saw it. The reason why she slammed on her brakes when she saw the red light is that she knew there was cops literally looking right at her at the gas station on the right.
Right. All right?
And she was like, I didn't know what to do. I panicked, so I stopped, and she literally would have she would have actually stopped in the intersection if she did stop. It's just because she was so nervous. She saw a cop. She just, I don't know. And but the guy who rear-ended me, he had some weird insurance that didn't end up working. So I ended up having to be my non-insurance policy. You know, if somebody hits me that doesn't have insurance.
Yeah.
You know, so after all is said and done, you know, to give me, I don't know, a few grand for my truck, because I think it got written off, and it was that's fantastic. I got $4,000, and I still got to keep the truck, and all I did is pay somebody $500 to fix my bumper. It wasn't even didn't even match the right color or anything. But I'm like, okay, cool, whatever. I'm fine with that. Whatever, you know.
Checks out.
And then at the end of it, all right, and here's $2,000 for your pain and suffering. What? I'm like, okay, I'm not going to say no. Sure, I'll take it. I'm trying to be cool. But yeah, it wasn't a little pain. You know, I did have some they did have to pay my chiropractic stuff as well. There was a, so there was medical bills. But on top of this is for the pain stuff, where I money that I get to keep. So that was kind of cool. I didn't expect that $2,000. It was a fucking blessing. I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm paying off my credit cards.
Let's get into it.
I don't feel
again.
So stupid. I don't feel so stupid for buying all that shit I just did, you know. But it was just, yeah. Insurance is interesting. I wasn't expecting it, yes. But again, I probably could have negotiated up to 4,000. Like, that's it? $2,000? You got to be kidding me. No, we got to go back to the drawing. You know, you guys go back to someone else and see how much more I can get. I easily could have done that, you know? And but it was my insurance company paying that, not their insurance company, because their insurance company was one of those, just, I don't know what happened, but that's what,
See, I'm on these. I don't know how you guys are on insurance, but I've got like I'm fully comprehensive. I've got everything.
Yep.
I've got like the whole. The idea of having like third party fire and third party fire, no, fire and theft. I just doesn't no.
It's not worth it.
It's no. I need to have everything. So who am I with now? I mean, I switch between something Premier. I'm with. I can't fucking think what they're called now, but Hastings. Oh no, what is it? Hastings Premier that I'm with. So it's kind of like they're kind of like they're up, their fancier package, whatever it is.
Yeah, no, I've got Hastings Premier. So it's not Hastings Direct.
Yeah. So you can do the phone calls because I pay extra. I pay like an extra like pound a month so I can call them.
Right.
Yeah.
What, like,
otherwise you have to do it. Yeah, if you've got like a problem with it, you've got to message them. And obviously, if you're truck driving, you can't sit there for fucking however long. Yeah, yeah. So yeah, you might have
before
like
I can just phone them and they'll go, yeah, we'll get someone out here. Done.
So I get like, and I'm sure it's whoever it is, but basically it's got like it's the fancier package, and I can just call them up, and it's just.
Do you have to like be on hold for a while? Is it one of those instant ones or what?
No, it's instant. It's instant. It's very, very good. The only time that I've ever had anything slightly better than that, the best customer service I've ever had with a company, bizarrely, was Sky Internet.
What?
Because I had... Tell a lie. My new internet provider is pretty good as well. But they'd upgraded us to like the fancier Sky plan.
Yeah.
Like the kind of the top end one for like an extra like £3 a month. And when you called them up, you just get put through to an engineer. There was none of that like first, second, third line, none of that.
I'd nearly pay extra for that.
You got put through to an engineer and that was that. And honestly, it was fucking amazing. Like, it's about the only one where I've ever been like, because phones are just so trash. Like, I'm hoping with AI, it might get better.
How?
Well, have you not done the things where you talk to AI first now?
I've done that.
Well, I'm hoping with that, you can talk to them and they can transfer you. But it's fucking annoying because, you know, when you have to do all the data protection stuff?
Right.
And you'll know this one, Chloe, maybe.
Maybe.
What? All the data protection on what? Sorry.
Yeah, you know when you have to do all like because we have to go through like all like the data protection stuff to kind of make sure you are the right person and
make sure
you're all of that. And you'll go through it on the phone, and then they'll say, "Can you confirm your first line of address and your date of birth?"
Like, or your secret password you've set up like 4 years ago.
Just done all of this. Why have I just sat through typing stuff into stuff and saying? Like, giving all my fucking personal details across to a computer, if you then don't have that information now...
The worst one is when it asks you for, like, parts of the password, it goes, can you give me digits such, such, and such?
And I'm like... It's so bad.
What? And I'm, like, having to think about
Please
it.
Please confirm your third, second, and 16th number of your password.
Yeah, and it's like,
fucking hell, how am I supposed to get this?
To proper remember it. Yeah, it's horrible. Or like they do it on the phone and they're like, can you remember this? And I'm like, this is my password. Yeah. And I just say it out and I say, this is my password. Just figure it out, mate. And he's like, okay. I've was like, I don't know. I honestly don't know. Here it is.
Have you had the one where like you had to pay for something? Because I have to. I'm with Oodle for my car.
Oodle?
Sometimes if the payment doesn't go through,
I've heard of that one.
Yeah, right. It's like a car finance thing. But sometimes if like your payment's not gone through on direct debit, because for whatever reason, and you have to call them up. So I'll call up that day, and it just seems like the sketchiest thing. So like I'll take a payment off you right now. I'm just going to disable call recording, and we're going to do this. Like I'm like.
It's because
your
card protection, yeah.
I get why, but it also feels like I'm about to do something illegal, or I'm about to get.
Oh my god, I'm not recording right now. What can I say? Yeah. I'm sorry. You said I stabbed you. Show me the recording of this. I did not threaten you whatsoever.
What's that? Hitler did nothing wrong.
Oh yeah, no, I've not had any of those yet. It's the ones where you ring them up or something. Like I've rung up EE before, and they obviously know your number because it comes up or whatever, and they go, "Hi, Miss Hammond." I'm like, "Hello, who the fuck are you?" Yeah, they just seem to know everything about you. They're just like, "Oh, okay, this is weird." At least you don't have to repeat it. Go on, David. You look like you're deep in thought.
I get a lot of I have a mortgage now, and we were homeowners. I never consider myself a homeowner until I pay for that home all out. You know what I mean? But no, it's because somebody else
couldn't relate.
Renters,
you know. But man, I get a lot of calls to improve my house. You know, like roofing, windows, landscaping. It was like, oh my god! I never realized it was
a number. Is that just why? Or?
I don't know. Did they get their numbers somehow? I suppose I don't know. It's a I'm sure it's public record somewhere where they can just get it. You know what I mean? As I'm like, it's just so annoying. And now, you know, like I still have to answer my phone. I don't want to before it's just because it could be something important.
Is there, you know, not something I've established on this? I think Tom, you showed me on the Pixels where you can get it to answer phone calls for you, and it will speak for you.
Could you not set one up
with an automatic thing, so it rings you and you just put it through to your automatic answer phone thing, and it'll just list through something or talk shit for you? That's what you should do.
That's awesome. You know, that's a good one. Yeah, I've heard it where I still have yet to do this, and I need to do it where AI can actually be my actual personal assistant.
Yeah.
You know what, fuck, I'm sorry, we're gonna talk about AI for a second. I just thought about something. This is the first time recording in like a month. Is that correct?
Possibly.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Weeks, yeah.
Something I haven't done this, but so you've heard of Grok?
Yeah.
All right. So Grok is Elon Musk's AI, also known as X's AI. Now, they have some interesting personas. All right. Now, I don't want to butcher it. Hold on. So I'm just want to like make sure I get it right. But there is one called Unhinged. All right, so you could have a doctor, a therapist, you know, you could have a person where she or he is talking to a kid, and she's, you know, they're telling a story, and they're trying to make a story for each other and all that kind of stuff, you know. And there's one where it says sexy, and you're basically on a date, or there's a romantic, I think, and there's but Unhinged. Holy shit. Unhinged is insane. I'm like the most foul-mouthed person ever, and the stuff that she says is absolutely crazy. You know, you can go on the craziest adventure, and just everybody go to Grok. You don't even have to pay for this, all right? And she just loves sticking stuff up her ass for shits and giggles, that kind of stuff.
What is this? Just words? This is not a video, is it?
No. This is audio.
Right.
And I'm sure you can do work. It caught me so off guard. I'm like, oh my god, I'm kind of blushing right now. You know what I mean? As in like, but they'll whatever you want. There's like no, you can, I don't know. It was absolutely insane. I just couldn't believe it. I'm like, I wanted to see what's the worst thing that I can get. It was just, okay, that was way worse than I thought. Okay, wow. Right. But anyway, so when you're done with this, go to Grok.
download the app, go to the website or whatever
and
it is.
Listen to an AI shove things up their ass.
Well, not just again. She'll go on a rant.
Sponsored by Twitter.
She'll go on a rant. All right. The rant could be, oh, let's have this epic fucking adventure, all right? Where you get in all this kind of stuff. And for, you know, for shits and giggles, we're going to stick a pineapple on our ass just to make sure we feel alive, kind of thing. You know what I mean? That kind of shit. You know what I mean? And like, and it just went on. As in like, I don't know. It was just the absolute craziest thing I've ever heard in my life. And it was weird that normally when you hear something like that, it's, you don't get to interact with it. You actually get to talk back.
And stuff
are removed and all that kind of stuff. You know, like I asked her, like, can you like stop shoving things up your ass every fucking time you talk? Like, seriously, I'm like, I just feel like you're just really into sticking things up your ass. I asked her too. All right, so here's one of the things. Okay, let me give you a scenario. All right, so let's just I wanted to see what you'd actually say. So let's go ahead and take Donald Trump and Elon Musk. And let's just go ahead and just fly them over to England, and they get ploughed by the Manchester United football team. And she basically went into as in like, oh yeah, that's a, oh wow, you ain't kidding, you're really on the hardcore stuff right now. And as in like, and she was like, oh, that fucking pussy Elon. Remember now, Elon Musk owns this program, all right? And she couldn't say enough bad things about him. Like, oh my God. Like, she was like, oh, that old fart, you know, like in his shitty testers and all that kind of stuff. And then
wow.
She started sprouting off names on the football team that I have no idea about, Manchester United. I, you know, but anyway, it was just, and she went on and on, and just basically where Elon and Trump were getting R-worded. I think that's what you got to say now when you're, yeah. You know, by the Manchester, you know, it was because I said getting ploughed, and like they didn't really have a choice; they were going to get ploughed by them. You know, it was just, I don't know, for some reason it was just absolutely insane what she would actually say, and it's called Unhinged.
Wow!
So Elon did talk a little bit about Unhinged when he was on the Joe Rogan podcast, and but they kept on talking over her, so they were able to justify or exactly how bad it was, because Joe wouldn't shut up, and if you do talk, that means you interrupt, and now she's listening to you again, and
yeah,
she didn't get the
yeah.
finish. You know, I was like, ah, you're really, because I had to Google it, and I wanted to see other people's stories. Have they actually, is there any stories on YouTube about this Unhinged AI that was just absolutely insane? Anyway,
it's
I just yeah, mobile. It's on your computer. You just go to grok.com, whatever, sign in. And yeah, you can. So what is it? Am I even on the... Yeah, but yeah. So yeah, it's absolutely insane. So, but anyway.
Is this on the upgraded version or not?
Well, I don't know. I was able to get to it from... I wanted to see if you could actually do it without having to pay, because I pay $20 or $30 a month for this. Because I use Grok for my coding now. So I think on the website, if you click on voice on the left hand side, and yeah, there's Unhinged, or there's assistant, there's therapist, storyteller, kids story time, kids trivia game, meditation, Grok doc, doctor,
Unhinged, and then sexy,
motivation. And conspiracy. This conspiracy one is fun. That's a really fun one to do. Where she's like, because I brought up the whole. I don't think that the Pennsylvania shooting against Trump was. I think that was staged. And she was like, "Oh, absolutely, yeah." And she started spouting off a bunch of stuff that I kind of forgot about. And she kind of like she went right into the conspiracy. As in, like, it doesn't make sense. Why didn't? How come they allowed Trump to even pose for that picture with his fist up in the air? There is something strange going on here. Like, you can really go down a dark place with this, you know what I mean? And then we got the romantic and then an argumentative, where they're going to always argue with you. They're going to always debate with you. And it is absolutely, and I just, yeah, but the Unhinged one, I warn you, there is no side, there is no bad word, there is no word that's bad enough for this one, you know. And it was just like, okay, wow, just like it's, there was one, I don't know, I think it was Eve, or it is ARA, which is an American voice, upbeat female, and then there's Eve, which is a soothing female, and she's English. So it's basically straight off the bat, she called me a bollocks, you know, and I thought that was very funny. I don't like, so what kind of a bollocks are you now? You know, like, it was just a proper English slang, and I don't know.
I found it absolutely hilarious.
I'm genuinely going to get killed to try this out. We're not far off having tea, and I'm going to get to try this out because it sounds fucking amazing.
Definitely, but, yeah.
I think on that
Hold on. I'm going to actually edit you before you say that. All right, no, before, because we talk about stuff that goes on in our lives in this show, you know what? I'm going to go ahead. So I already sent you guys a picture. All right, go ahead and look in your WhatsApp and check that and check the image out. Oh, wait, did I already send it? There you go. So no, you should have received that. So I just sent you an image. All right.
Is that your house?
Now, this is the front. This is the front of my house. Well, yeah. That actually is a nice lawn. Thank God. But now we're not looking at that. I see the top window. All right. Yeah. So you see there's like three panes. Left one and the right one, those ones slide towards the middle and they open. All right. And they have a screen on them. It's a bug screen. All right. Now, most of the time, these bug screens, they're kind of hard to push out. You got to like, they're kind of spring loaded in there and all that kind of stuff. So now this is not a two-story house. Technically, it is a two-story house, but
it's like a one and a half, isn't it?
It's one and a half. Now, my two-year-old.
Because part of it's in the, fuck
my
off.
My two-year-old fell out of that window.
Fuck no. Off.
How?
Yeah.
When did this happen?
This happened a week ago, I think, less than a week ago.
He's all right.
So he's fine. Okay, now
is it
this is the biggest
that he
thing.
Bounce, like you know, like a drunk person. You know, like toddlers run around like they're drunk people. Do
well, yeah. Well, one of the greatest things about it is that he is a two-year-old, and his bones are made of rubber. All right. Yeah.
Well,
now
it's the reason it is. I think that you've done a fucking amazing job on that grass. I think that's what the takeaway is here.
Bouncy grass.
Now, I actually took that picture a while ago, and the grass doesn't look that good now, you know. But what happened was a three-way fault. Now, my fault being is that screen I knew would come out, all right?
Right.
If the window's open. So I told Desmond, my four-year-old, okay, remember now, because he did actually push it out. I didn't know it was loose. He did push it out. And I was like, so I went on him for like 15 minutes. I'm like, okay, remember now, if you do open the window, which I know you can, but I don't want you to ever open that window. All right.
Yeah.
But if you do open that window, not saying you can or should, and like this, don't lean on that screen because you saw what just happened right there. All right. So I had to like give a demonstration. If you're pushing on something and it feels solid and then all of a sudden
it gives way,
you go with it. There's nothing stopping you from doing it and all that kind of thing. So remember now, do not lean up against it. Do not always keep it closed. We never open it because the couch is right there as well. So a lot of time, if you ever look at if you're driving by our house, you're seeing two kids and on the windowsill, basically, because they're able to climb on the couches and that's fine. It's a good laugh. They get to see outside. It's actually a lovely view. I love it. You know what I mean? But, so mom was watching him and, they were all in the living room and all that kind of stuff. And now she and Desmond, I think Desmond opened up the window, but he didn't close it. And then mom went over to into the kitchen, like, make sure that window's closed. And like, she just remembered as soon as she went around the corner for like half a second. All right, Desmond, did you make sure that window's closed? And then she was like, oh yeah. And then she went to go check in the window. No baby. And she saw the screen was. She saw the screen was out.
Shit!
And so she just ran out, onto grab. And all she sees is the baby with his head up, that's sticking up, and like kind of like, what the fuck just happened? You know what I mean?
Wow.
So he's on his belly, he's on his hands, and he's just looking up. And so I wasn't there. I was on the other side of town at a physical therapy appointment, and I get a phone call that I never get from my wife. So it was really confusing. So I answered it. I was like, okay, there's something up here. I mean, she wants my attention right away. So I'm like, that's why I get it, you know? And I'm really confused. I was like, she answered like, by the way, there's been an accident. The window broke and Caleb fell. It was hard to not hear every word, but it was hard to soak in everything, you know? The thing was,
I've had this
was
before,
fire.
So I know exactly what it is.
There was there was firemen there. And she says,
wow.
I'm like, so I'm like, I just ran into the car. I didn't actually know what happened. I thought it was, she said there was blood in his mouth. Okay, does that mean he got cut open? Because she said the window broke. All right. Not that she told me any wrong information. Technically, the window did break.
But you're thinking the worst.
I'm thinking that, oh my God, the window, how did he fall into the window and it broke? You know what I mean? It was just an absolute. So I'm like, what the fuck? Okay, so I'm getting into the car, and she's in the chat right now, and she said that the window fell out the window. Sorry, if he fell out the window, I didn't hear that. All right,
yeah,
no, I'm not at her voice.
Yeah, which
she literally said,
yeah.
I just didn't hear it. You know what I mean? All I heard was window break. And that's in my, you know, so I'm not saying that she said anything wrong. So you can stop fucking correcting me. This is my story. All right. From my point of view, from my perspective. All right.
So I get
into the car, but I'm already on the other side of town. You know what I mean? And then I get another text message from her again, like, get home now. You know, I'm like, oh, I am. Yeah. Racing. I'm like, normally I'm a nice guy in traffic. I wasn't now. I wasn't letting anybody in. And I'm like, orange light, I would have stopped at that. Nope. And then I realized, hold on a second, we have a camera inside in the house. So I turned the, while I'm driving, I check the live stream from that camera. And then I see six firemen inside. Fuck! I'm screaming bloody murder now at this point. And I was like, hold on, what exactly happened? And so I pan over to get the camera to the window. I'm like, and then I see a fireman on a ladder putting the screen back. I'm like, he fell out the window. And I'm just screaming. I'm like, I'm going fucking 90 miles an hour, still in fourth gear. I mean, there is six gears. And like, oh, I just can't go fast enough. I'm weaving in. I'm like, I know this is not the right thing to be doing right now, but I'm in panic mode. And I hope I don't get pulled over. Yeah. You know what I mean? And like, then I get a call, and then I literally just see, oh yeah. And what I'm seeing is that my son, my 2-year-old innocent creature, you know, it's just getting strapped to a stretcher, and he's crying even more, you know? And it's just like, I'm watching this, you know, I shouldn't
unfold,
be watching, but it's
while
I'm going 90 miles an hour, I'm like, it's just more like a fuck, you know? So then I get a call. I'm like, I have a feeling I know who this is, you know, and it's a fireman, and you know, and he's talking like, by the way, we're at home with your other boy, you know, and they're in the ambulance. They're going to go to here. They're going to go to Emmanuel, which is a hospital in downtown Portland, instead of the one that's only like 5 miles away, not even fucking 3 miles away, because they need a baby one, hospital, not just a regular
just in
one.
Case. Yeah.
You know, so anyway, and like, so, and I'm like, so I kind of slow down. There's nothing I can do now. He's fine. He's crying. The best thing for a baby to do is cry.
Yeah.
All right, he's crying. All right. And I get home and I see that I'm kind of speeding still a little bit. But as soon as I see the cop, as soon as I see the policeman, I'm like, I better slow down. This is a neighborhood that's only, like, you know what I mean? Like, so I get there, I back up, and I can't look at them. I can't look in their eye. I can't make eye contact with them. I'm already full of tears. You know what I mean? I go up, and what a really crazy, the surreal moment. I'm like, I'm seeing these two giant firemen. You know, one with a cool mustache, you know, all the, you know, your stereotypical fireman that you see on TV, you know what I mean? Playing Legos with my son. You know what I mean? And it was just, you know, I'm like, I can't look at this. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. This is just, you know, and like, it was just a, you know, but, you know, so.
And you got all that. Wait, you've got this all on video as well.
Kind of. I didn't get the fall. All I got was the, because I have half the kitchen and half the living room, so I didn't get the window. But I did get all the where the boy was on the stretcher, putting the stretcher in, and all that kind of stuff. So I did get all that, you know. So again, it was just the fell out the window.
Fine. No,
he's okay, isn't he?
So yes, he is okay. He does look different. He landed on his face.
Oh my God,
Jesus!
And then I think he propped down. His teeth are now bucked. His teeth are actually. A little more, they're very bucked now. His teeth used to be where his two front teeth are like pure touching. They were like, you know, they're just,
yeah,
all right, we're probably gonna have to get braces for him when he's older, you know what I mean? All that kind of thing. There's a gap now, all right, there's a permanent gap now, but again, he's just he had some scratches here, but
yeah,
MRI or was it a CAT scan? No, not a CAT scan, MRI where he had all the x-rays. Everything, not a bone, not a scratch on him for a little bit on his forehead and his mouth, just again behind his teeth, behind his front teeth, a little scabby, but he's fine. He's fucking fine. And I just could proof my ass. Sorry. I think right now it's just that me and mom are suffering because we are babying the crap out of him. We are so scared.
Yeah,
it was the scariest. I feel more bad for mom than I do feel for the
yourself.
Stop banging on the door. All I can hear now is him. You can't hear it because I've already gotten rid of
the... I can hear Tom digging into his dinner.
Yeah, my dinner came and it looks delicious.
So, yeah, anyway, it was... So that's why you wanted to end the podcast there. Okay, I get you. Yeah, dinner came. Yeah.
It was worth it for that story, and I'm glad he's all right.
Yeah, so yeah, right now we're just scared as hell. Yeah. You know, and we're just babying the crap out of him, and it's just like babying. Well, like, you know, I have permanently locked those windows now, to where no child can open those windows.
Yeah, yeah, that's fair. Cool. That's fair.
And I should have done
bubble
before.
Good.
Yeah. So, what?
Bubble wrap.
Bubble wrap.
Yeah, we talked about bubble wrap. You know, and yeah. The thing is, he's constantly doing scary shit now. The one stuff that we didn't really care that much about, but yeah, he probably could have hurt himself.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we want to give him some freedom. Yeah. Now we're like constantly, and he's even doing worse now. I'm like, Jesus Christ Almighty. The amount of stuff times he'd actually hurt himself in the last 2 days after that, too.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like.
But it is, isn't it? When you do an injury, you end up hurting, like, you're injured all the time once you hurt yourself. You just keep hurting it. Oh, bless him. I'm glad he's all right. I bet that.
Yeah, yeah, it was.
I was a little like, should I tell a story? I'm like, you know, this is the kind of place where we do tell.
But, we absolutely do.
You know, and it's just that it was, I don't know. It was.
And things happen. Accidents like that happen. And it's
scary. It does. But yeah. I just can't, every time I see that window or I see that the front, you know, and it is just, I can't help thinking it could have been worse. Obviously, it could have been worse. You know what I mean? I was like, what if he landed on his feet? You know what I mean? And then he's, you know, I don't even know. Again, it was just, yeah. Anyway, so
it's fine.
That's the main thing. Other than that, one of my older boys, he's moved in with us as well. So now I get to see one of my boys all the time now. You know, he had a bit of a falling out with his roommate / ex-girlfriend, and he's now living with us, which is good because we need to
far away from where you used to live though, isn't it? Or you moved nearer?
No, just outside of town. Just not even that far. You know, it was just more like he has his life, I have my life. It's very hard to actually get to time to where I can actually focus on him and his life and all that. But now he's downstairs, and now I get to kind of help him out a little bit. And yeah, you know, that would be nice. You know, it's a little bit of a blessing, I think, you know. And again, I'm sure he doesn't want to live here, but he's like, he's not really paying rent. But I did say, I'm like, I'm going to charge you rent, but that rent is actually going to go towards an account to where you can actually use it for a down payment for when you do rent. You know what I mean? So, and like, just going to make sure that he doesn't get used to having a little extra income that he would have.
Unless
he wants to show me that that's going in.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, just.
That's good. That's nice.
Yeah. So, hey, very interesting week. Very interesting week.
Yeah, I'm glad
he's okay. And I hate to be rude, but
you wanna eat your steak.
I need to get into this food right now.
I do need a wee, I'm not going to lie.
Thank you so much for listening. If you haven't listened, how did you get this far? But we shall see you next time.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you to every last one of you beautiful, beautiful fucks who bothered listening today. Extra sloppy seconds to our mega supporters. I'm having an orgasm. Hope that username wasn't literal. Jack Goodwin, Justin Reaney, Phil Starkey, Steven, and Trucker Naza. If you don't off to this episode within the hour, I'll personally shove a CB antenna up your ass. Then the 50% tier. Big Mike, Gavin Williams, Neil Reese. Yeah, you get half the love, which still beats what Chloe gets from Tom. And finally, our bottom feeder, Danny Flynn, the wanking master, who I assume is already one-armed steering his way to completion right now. Thanks for the dosh, you gorgeous bastards. Summer's over, school's in, which means no more excuses. Expect podcasts flying at you like shots from a fire hose. See you next time. Keep it between the lines and the cheeks.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.